Hello, this your girl Shawana. Hey, I hope everyone's having a great Friday morning. I know it's been a while. I'm telling you, this new job has me working and I love it. I'm blessed to have it. But I want to do a little quick podcast this morning. Just drop a little knowledge, say a few words. I'm still so excited by doing this Exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. This morning, I want to talk about boundaries in yourself. I know a lot of times we have boundaries amongst ourselves. You know, we may have boundaries against other people. You know, our lives are so busy, especially if we're parents and we're working and we're involved in the church and doing different things. And a lot of times we don't have boundaries. Sometimes we have boundaries against other people, you know, boundaries for our children. But how many times do we have boundaries for ourselves? A lot of times having boundaries for ourselves is very hard to do. Because a lot of times we want to be that person that does everything. We're that type of person that has to get everything done. You know, we go to bed thinking about what we didn't do the day before or what we have to do the next day. We got to help this person and do that for this person. And a lot of times we burn ourselves out trying to be that type of person of doing everything. So that's what I want to talk about. We have to learn to have boundaries for our own selves, just as well as having boundaries for our children, having boundaries at work, you know, having boundaries with our friends, even with our boyfriends, girlfriends, or husbands or wives. We have to have some type of boundaries to balance ourselves out. I know I was that person. I'm not going to lie. I was that person that always wanted to do this and do that to help people. And people would call me, call Shawana because you know Shawana going to get it done. And such and such. And my mom used to tell me all the time, you're going to burn yourself out trying to help everybody and be that person. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can't do it. You can't take over everybody's burdens. You can't be that person to fix everything. You can't be that person to do everything. You got to have boundaries for yourself. You got to start saying no. You got to start saying no. I'm going to say that again. You got to start saying no. Because if you don't, you're going to burn yourself out. And your next step, you're going to be sitting up there in the grave because you didn't work yourself to death trying to do everything for everybody. And a lot of times these people don't even appreciate what you do. They just use you because they know you're going to do it. So the boundaries that you got to start setting for yourself is say, okay, somebody asks you to do something. Well, I'll be like, okay, but you're going to have to do something too. You do your part, and then I'll do mine. It's not going to be all on me doing everything. That's what we have to start doing. Especially, you know, in the workplace, you have coworkers be like, you help me with this, or can you get this done? And, you know, if you're that type of person, you want to go ahead and get your work done, you just go ahead and do everything. Nope, you got to stop doing that. You do your part, and let them do theirs. If they don't get theirs done, that's not on you. Let them get in trouble and you keep on kicking. Same with your children. You got to have boundaries with your children. I know we want to be protective. We love them. We want to raise them, make sure they go down the right path. We want to protect them from the harms and dangers of the world. But guess what? We got to step back. Got to let them fall down and let them learn because we can't protect them from the world. The only person that can protect them is God because he protects us. So we got to let them go. We can be there and guide them and teach them and tell them, but we can't stop them from going through things because can't nobody stop us going through stuff because whatever path God has for them, they're going to go through it. No matter how we try to protect, no matter how we try to shelter, we can't stop it. Just like we can't stop the path that he has for us. We have to go through it. That means if it's a rough storm, a rough mountain we can't climb, hey, we got to go through it. And guess what? He's the one that's going to lead us through. So we have to have boundaries, especially as our children get older. We got to let them go. We got to let them learn and do. They got to have a certain independence. It doesn't mean that they're trying to be disrespectful and all that. They got to have some type of independence, because that's the type of independence God has for them to learn about Him, to depend on Him. That's what we have to learn, because we went through it ourselves. And as adults, we're still going through it, because we're still learning to learn, depend on Him. So that's what I'm talking about this morning, just boundaries. We have to have boundaries for ourselves. We have to have boundaries for our friends. You know, we have those friends that always won't, always want to be in the mix of everything. Sometimes you got to step back from those type of people and say, hey, you got to start doing things on your own. I can't always be there. I love you. But sometimes you got to learn how to do stuff yourself. You can't depend on me all the time. You can't be in the mix with me all the time, because my path and your path are different. You're not going to go with me with some things, and I'm not going to go with you. So we got to have boundaries. We do. We start setting boundaries, it makes things better for ourselves, especially our lives. You know, it takes down the stress. Because, I mean, being in this world is stressful enough with all the things that's going on. And then on top of that, you got all this stuff going on. You got to learn to set boundaries so you can have peace and be able to move and function throughout the day. So that's all I wanted to talk about this morning for these little old minutes about boundaries. That we just got to learn to let go of things and let God take control and have boundaries set. You know, so our lives can be better, especially for ourselves. We got to learn to say no to things. We can't do everything. We can't take everybody's burden, because it's not our burden to take. We can't even take our own burdens, because God said, leave your burdens at the altar. Give it to Him. So we got to learn to give everything to Him and let other people take their own burdens and deal with their own situations. And if they fall down, they fall down. It's not for you to stop. You have to take control of your own life. You can't do everything for everybody else. That's even in the workplace. You got to just do your job. Yes, you be a team player and have teamwork, but that doesn't mean that you do all the work. And same with your children. You got to let them have space and independence. Yes, we teach and guide them, but they got to have that room to fall down and go down the path of whatever God has for them. And we have to trust God to know that He has them, just like He has us. So I hope y'all, everyone, have a great day, a great Friday. I'm at work, ready to start this day. And I hope everyone, whatever I said this morning, can help somebody. Just boundaries, learning to just let go of things and say no. And just, you know, leave it all in God's hand. And don't get stressed out and try to be that it person that does everything. Because guess what? When you become that it person, does everything, everybody gonna put everything at your plate. And when you need help, those same people is not going to be there for you the way you were there for them. And the only person that's going to be there for you is God. So you need to trust in Him first and let Him take over and not you be that person. So y'all have a great Friday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.